So let me ask you, what makes you happy? What makes you happy? It's not a trick question. When others are happy. Oh, that's a good Sunday school answer, Henry. But it's true. Absolutely. Yeah, particularly the ones closest to us, right? The ones we love. When they're happy, makes us happy. Absolutely. What else? What makes you happy? Choir, does singing make you happy? Yes. Oh, I hope so. Because if not, you shouldn't be in the choir. What makes you happy? What was that? Watching children. Oh, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, and being around them. Paul, did you have one? Being able to give. Ah, making a difference for others. It's true. Oh, yes! The garden's coming to life. Which tree? The dogwoods are out, yes. I couldn't believe I looked out today and the rhododendron outside, I hope I have that right. Is the white one a rhodo out there?
Yes.
Yes? It's already losing some of its flowers. It's been, we've had quite the spring, haven't we? Yeah. It's so true. It makes us happy. Well, you can probably guess what might have happened recently that made me quite happy. Maggie and I were talking about it before the service today. The Canucks have moved on to the second round of the playoffs. That made me happy. Although it was very stressful getting there for us fans. But the question is for me, like, absolutely, it filled me with great pleasure and happiness when my team, our team, won. But that happiness is fairly short-lived. It's pretty superficial, actually. Right? Even though I'm a serious fan. Like, I was really happy, I was really excited, and now I'm nervous about the next game. So one of the questions that I want to explore with you today is, what's the difference between happiness, which is great, pleasure, good, and deep, true joy? Because some of the things that when I asked you about what makes you happy, some of the things that you mentioned might have been a more superficial kind of happiness, or short-lived. Most of all, probably the Canucks winning. But some of the things that make us happy are more than momentary. They give us deep joy. Even when things aren't going right, they give us deep joy. Do you know what I mean? So the question is, what gives us true, deep, lasting joy? Sometimes what gives us joy is breaking old patterns. Change. It might not give us pleasure. It might be hard. Like, have you ever started a new discipline, a new sport, a new routine that you know is healthy and good for you, but it's hard? I know some of you are avid cyclists, right? I wonder how you found it when you first started, or went back to it, as the case may be for some of us. Might have been difficult at first, but now you might really enjoy it. According to Jesus, what gives us true, deep, complete joy? Abide in my love, he says, and keep my commands. And what's the command? Love one another as I have loved you. It's fairly easy to say, not so easy to do. To love each other, sometimes that's not so hard, but to love each other the way God loves us, the way Christ has loved us. This is no simple, ordinary love, the way I love my Canucks. This is something much deeper. It's not simply a feeling, but something very deep and powerful that leads to action, that leads to self-sacrifice, like the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross. That's the way we are called to love each other, to love the way Jesus loves us. Jesus talks about loving each other and how that makes joy complete. That makes the joy of Jesus complete and gives us complete joy as well. The way we live in God's love, the way we live out God's love, seeking the good of others above our own, gives us deep, true joy. This is the paradox of what Jesus spoke of when he said at another time, those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, the gospel, will save it. The paradox of a truly meaningful and joyful life is that we find true joy when we stop focusing on our own needs entirely and we focus on loving each other, loving the other, loving others. And that makes us less a servant and more of a friend, says Jesus. When we come alongside Christ to love deeply, this is the freedom that we are given to choose something deeper, something truer. Not to ignore our own needs and what we need, but to look after others as well as ourselves. That is the path to complete joy. Now, Christ didn't mean that if we don't love the way he loves, that God won't love us. It's not conditional. It's not a transaction. It is the call, the invitation, the key that he offers, the gift that he offers in his teaching, that if we truly love one another, that will make joy complete. Joy that goes deep. So friends, I invite you today as we continue to celebrate at the Lord's table, as we celebrate what we do with the freedom that God has given us, to consider what will make our joy complete, what will truly give us deep and lasting joy in the way we live in God's love. Amen.